So now on the Innovation Show, it's a great pleasure to welcome Dennis Collins, former global executive of IBM and chairman of Smarter Senses. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thank you very much, Ed. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here. And we're going to talk about your work around the field of autism and bringing awareness to autism, etc. But it'd be great to first get some context around how you got to this idea.
Well, you know, I've always been a big proponent of innovation, Ed. And I do think when you take a collaborative model with innovation of bringing government, public sector, industry, and academia together, and you have a focus and an execution plan, the sky is the limit. So we kind of got involved with Shine Ireland several years ago. Corporate social responsibility has always been important to me in my roles with IBM or some other companies that I've been involved. And I also do think it's important for business to be leaders there. And there is some payback to business by doing that right. And I do think it's something we can encourage more and more in Ireland for a lot of different things. In this case, for autism and a wonderful group on Shine Ireland based in Cork and Munster. And basically what we wanted to do in the beginning is try to build an awareness and a strategy. And what we looked at in the beginning is to have a three-platform, three-stream plan. The first was to build an ecosystem, an awareness of bringing together that collaborative team that I was talking about in industry, to have them invest, support, resources, money, awareness, things of that nature, just to get around how we can bring the autism awareness, early intervention, and things of that nature. The second was to build a sensory garden, which BNY Mellon got involved and did the state-of-the-art sensory garden, which was completed. And then the third was the usage of technology and how we could exploit that and leverage that for a lot of different things. And what we did is bring all of those things together. And we've put together two apps that we've announced with a lot of help from the Bon Secours Hospital, a lot of refund from the government, industry, and the apps have been based on homegrown work that's been done from the Shine folks. So it's things that we've learned, we've digitized, we've launched the apps. We have probably close to 40,000 users at this point. The apps are free, available in Android and iTunes. Social skills for autism, as well as Klug 2. It's done in an animation way, which is very friendly for children. And we're getting a lot of good feedback, and we're trying to leverage that analytics to grow from there. So it's been a really, really great story. We're moving into the next chapter with building a portal for something we're calling autismaware.ie, which I can elaborate in a minute. But to go back to your question is, the genesis was to create a collaborative model of the groups that I'm talking about to create innovation. And one important point that I always found also is that there's a difference between invention and innovation. Invention is a great gee whiz idea and it's something cool, but innovation is having a result. And we were very, very focused on wanting to do that. And we've been successful. And some of the efforts that we've done, we've won awards, IBM Global Centennial Award for our efforts, CSR Excellence Award from Chambers Ireland, Net Visionary Award from the Irish Internet Association, Outstanding Contributor Award from Shine Ireland for our early efforts. So we're delighted. It's making a difference. People feel good about it. And it's also helping, most importantly, the parents and children who need it most.
It's interesting, Dennis, because you mentioned the CSR piece, and so much CSR is done because it has to be done, or people feel it has to be done, or it's not done in an authentic way. And you've done this in a proper, authentic way, but also you're focused on somewhere where you can make a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be a huge part of the success.
I'd agree. So I'd almost... First, I would, as my father used to say, take it any old way. So if someone is trying to do CSR, I'm a big supporter of it, as long as it, like you said, there is authenticity. But it doesn't have to be perfect. I think there's a lot of good people in the world, and there's a lot of good people in Ireland. And quite often you could be watching the TV, or you're reading a newspaper, or even we were having a conversation earlier today. And it's like, you know what? That's an issue. We should be really doing something about it. And then people don't. And it's not because they're bad people. It's kind of they're busy. But if... Everyone can make a difference in the world. So I do feel that we've had a great group with Shine, a great group with the Bon Secours, great group with a lot of the people who are involved. There's a woman named Laura Crowley who leads a great efforts, and Kieran McAuliffe and Shine. Eamon O'Donovan is the chairman, Owen Motherway, who's also on the board. So there's a great core group of people who are getting involved, and they all care. I think the theme of CSR, corporate social responsibility, is getting out there more. And I do think, you know, some companies, they probably get some type of return from a brand on that. Nothing wrong with that, as long as the majority is getting something done, that's the intent. And I think the more we try to promote that and encourage that, we'll get more results when sometimes there's limits to what the government can do.
It's important as well from the CSR perspective. Like people talk about millennials and young mm-hmm. people jumping from job to job, but I'm a huge believer in they're actually looking for companies who have a purpose, and that purpose could be, like, there's a company called Tom's Shoes in Argentina, and mm-hmm. they give away a pair of shoes for every pair of shoes they sell, mm-hmm. and it's that authentic CSR. Like, if we do well, we're actually going to share some of those profits as well, and that's it. That's a huge shift in mindset for people. And Ireland's at a different stage in CSR than the States, for example, and obviously your hometown, where it's much more advanced, and the understanding of embedding true and authentic CSR is at a much more advanced stage.
The U.S. is probably more integrated and bred from an industry and corporate standpoint. It's part of the gig, almost, mm-hmm. as it were. I do think in the last year or 2 years, Ireland is becoming very aware of that. I think there could be more multiples of people actually executing and getting things done. But it starts with talk. It starts with us doing interviews like this, right? So, and yourself, you're involved with a bunch of things which you were telling me about, which I think is fantastic. So where they are exactly in the cycle, they're probably beyond early adopter type of thing.
Yeah.
But there's more talk, and I think it's a positive moment, and I think there'll be a lot more being done. It's just about driving focus.
Yeah, and you're right, awareness, like what you're doing, is a huge part of it. So we were talking also about diversity, so diversity of thought within companies, etc., because a lot of people with autism have so much mm-hmm. to give to companies. And it's one of the things, I read a great article about the work you've done and the team of people you've brought together, because you're reminding me of this kind of, almost like, to use a sporting analogy, you're like the NFL coach, you're like the football coach who puts the best players in the best positions to make stuff happen, and that's what you've really done with this.
There's a lot smarter people than me involved, right? I'd say I'm one of the things that I do is herd the cats, so which is some minor help, but there's a lot of people involved doing some really, really good stuff. So a couple of comments on the autism aspect of it. I do think, you know, I think the status is 1 in 64 in the world, or 1 in 67, that has some element of being on the spectrum. So it is something that we need to be aware of. Early intervention is very, very important. There's not a lot of resources out there helping people, identifying it, catching it early, and what they could do. And so that's the reason why we've been exploiting technology. So we created the app Social Skills for Autism, as well as Klug 2, which is, the first one is for personal and living space, and the second one is for internet security and the apps. But we want to inform and empower people. We want to create a hub, a site, where people can come, and it'll put Ireland Inc. or Munster or whatever on the map for being a thought leader for autism. It'll give them a place to go where they can be empowered and informed. Because another issue besides the children is also the parents don't know what to do. And they go through stages of challenges and don't know. So on the autismaware.ie portal, which we're looking to continue to grow. So if there's people out there that want to contact us to help to invest or grow or give resource, they're more than welcome, send them my way. But we want to have resources for the parents on how they can help themselves. Resources for the children on certain things. We want to continue to grow where we'll have people integrating and talking from all over the world. If you do that right, informed parents make informed decisions. So this is not a panacea. It's not going to solve everything, but it'll give information to help the people who are closest to it, the parents of the children, help them manage through it and collaborate and know where to go. So early intervention, information on where to go, things about how to work with their children. And I think if we continue to do that, put that on a national stage, on a global stage, continue to build it, continue to get more people involved, like we've done with the apps that we've deployed, it'll grow, we'll get more information, people will share and collaborate, and we'll get more results.
I think it's really important to say, Dennis, as well, because you're a modest man, you haven't said this, like, this is all done, voluntary. Like all this work, all this investment, the apps, all the development, the website, all done voluntary. And I know there's been a lot of collaborators involved and people have lended support, but it's a voluntary body, and it's not a government funded body essentially.
Yeah, so all funds are welcome. But Shine Ireland does a wonderful job. They're a very well-run organization, operationally, philosophically, administratively. There is a great team of volunteers. We have different people coming in like Pistons, like I said. And I've said this many times, so I'm probably repeating myself in different interviews I've done, but government, industry, public sector and academia, when you bring all these people together, really the sky's the limit, and I continually work on that. A lot of people are involved, there's a lot of volunteers. There are commercial elements to it where you have to get other things done, where we leverage resources or companies to help us with that, with deploying different things. So there are things that need to be addressed, but primarily, most of the people that are involved, they're all doing this because they want to help and get things done.
And one of the things as well to note is that there's no autism in your own family.
No.
And I think that's an amazing thing, because you just went, I'm a guy who can do something about this. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do something.
Lots of people, though. I don't want this to be the Dennis Collins show or anything. But
welcome to the Dennis Collins show. It's not, man. I just think it's you won't say it, but it's important to note that.
A lot of good people are doing good things. I've gotten pulled into with Owen Motherway was a great help and leader in the beginning, bringing all this together. So I've done my part. I will say that. But it's a really great core team. It really makes you feel good. We've gone from something very small to winning multiple awards, national impact, global impact, having people from the U.S. and across Europe. So now with the autismaware.ie web portal that we want to grow and have other help with that, I do think now we'll take that smarter senses vision to the next level, make it more interactive with the broader world, grow it, learn from it. And, you know, we could always learn. There's lots to learn and, you know, just keep going and making a difference.
Yeah. And so one last thing is where can people, autismaware.ie, is that the best place to find?
Shine Ireland is an organization based in Cork, which is a great and the portal now is autismaware.ie. And anyone with ideas or thoughts or investment or, you know, it's all welcome. It's all good, as they say.
Dennis Collins, Chairman of Smarter Senses. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.